From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the third city of his current U.S. tour, for a conference on families. The pontiff is giving a speech on religious freedom in Philadelphia. Speaking at Independence Hall, the historic site where the U.S. founding fathers both adopted the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, Francis said that religious freedom is a fundamental right of all human beings. Earlier, during a mass at Philadelphia's principal Catholic church, the pontiff urged the congregation to reflect on our ministry to families, to couples preparing for marriage, and to young people. Francis later met with seminarians and a group of people with cognitive disabilities. In the evening, the Pope will attend the World Meeting of Families, where soul singer Aretha Franklin, Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, and the Philadelphia Orchestra will perform. Sunday is the last day of the Pope's six-day tour. He is expected to visit Philadelphia's largest jail before celebrating Mass before nearly 1 million people at the conclusion of the World Meeting of Families. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen.
We need to achieve peace and a way forward in Syria, in Yemen, in the region itself.
Kerry spoke following his talks in New York Saturday with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, ahead of the opening of the annual United Nations General Assembly debate on Monday. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.